Let's talk hockey.
Maine Black Bears hosting BU this weekend. We're joined by the voice of the Black Bears, John Shields. Hello, John.
Hello, Rich. Good afternoon. What song was that?
Carrie?
Rolling Stones.
Undercover of the Night?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, there you go. I was ready to ramp up the intro on that. D62, good afternoon.
It's National DJ Day. Were you ever a DJ, John?
Not in the sense that you're thinking. I my voice was on radio stations for many, many years, but I never really did a show where I was in the studio for 5 hours at a time playing music. I never got to experience that.
Well, you missed out. But it's not too late. You'd come back.
I filled in on a few morning shows over the years, and that was always a good time, but never consistently.
No. We were talking about who people listen to as kids, and you know, like half the free world. I grew up listening to George Hale in the morning, and you know, my grandkids will be able to say that probably too.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, it's a big weekend for the Maine Black Bears. Before we talk about BU, what a great series and what fun it was last week. A couple of good games with the Black Bears and the Riverhawks.
Yeah, two tight games. Maine getting a win on Saturday and a tight game on Friday. So, you know, once again, this Maine team showing that they can play with the top teams in Hockey East and stand toe-to-toe with them. And they were rewarded last Saturday with the victory. But it's going to be, you know, to see what they can do against another good team in Hockey East and a good team nationally. BU is ranked fifth in the nation, so it's an even tougher test this weekend for the Black Bears.
Absolutely, yeah. BU coming in 15-6 overall, 9-4 in the conference, playing even pretty well on the road with a 5-3 road record. What do they bring to the table? What's the strength of this Terrier unit?
They can score goals. They average almost 4 goals a game. They're tied for third in the nation with a goal average per game. So almost 4 goals a game is impressive. They've got a lot of firepower, a lot of draft picks on this team. But they've got a player like Matt Brown, who transferred from Lowell. He was at Lowell last year, and he's got 28 points for them this year, 9 goals, 19 assists. Ryan Green has 6 goals for them. Quinn Hudson, 8 goals. His brother, Lane Hudson, 8 goals. So it's a team that that can score. They can score in bunches, and Maine's going to have to find a way to slow them down and impede them from getting to the net and taking away BU's chances this weekend if they want to hang in these games.
And for Black Bears, they've got to generate some offense that hasn't always been a big-time offense this season. Now, if you get 5 goals, you get yourself a pretty good chance.
Yeah, 5 goals and also balanced scoring on that Saturday game, too. 5 different goal scorers. So that's going to be the key. If they can, you know, have all the lines operating at a high level this weekend, and then your leaders have to continue to step up. Ben Poisson, Lyndon Breen. They're looking to get a lot more out of Nolan Renwick, too, who's got 10 points on the season, but he's 6'3", a big forward. He has a plus-minus, a +5, so he's on the ice when they score. But he's got to find a way to help generate more offense for the line he's on. He's going to be a big player for Maine down the stretch, and Coach Barr and the staff are looking to him to step up.
Some nice recognition for Maine's terrific goaltender, Victor Ostman. He's on that short list of people. Is it fan voting in the preliminaries of the Hobie Baker?
Correct, yep. The fan vote matters in the Hobie Baker. So he was on the Mike Richter watch list, which is a newer award. It's not that old, but it's for the best goalie in the country. Jeremy Swayman won that when he was at Maine, fans will recall. So he's on that list, the Mike Richter watch list. And now he's on the Hobie Baker watch list as well. So a great honor for him and well-deserved. He's been a great player for Maine and 3 shutouts on the season, the goaltender of the month in December for Hockey East. So nice to see that for Victor, and hopefully his solid play continues here down this home stretch of Hockey East.
Well, Black Bears will get to know Boston University well. The game's this weekend, a Providence next week, and then a single game on the 3rd of February with BU once again.
Yeah, BU is one of the teams they're playing 3 times this year. There are, just because the 11 teams in the league, they have to play a couple teams 3 times. So BU will make the trip to the Alfond Arena, like you mentioned, in February. And Lowell's on that list, and I believe there. Merrimack is the other team they're going to play three times. So they end up playing three very good Hockey East teams three times this year, and that's just the luck of the draw and the way it went for Maine on the scheduling side. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they can do against BU. And Maine has played top-ranked teams this season so far. If you recall, they beat Quinnipiac, and that's the Quinnipiac's only loss on the year right now was that loss to Maine. So this team can stand up with these top-ranked teams.
Well, hung right in there with Denver, too.
Correct. Yep. The season started, feels like a long time ago, back in October. And Denver played really well against UConn, who's had a good season. Merrimack, a top team in Hockey East, they went toe to toe with, could have potentially won one of those games at Merrimack. So they've been in a lot of hockey games, and this will be a very, very interesting series with the Terriers.
How was the drive down for you, John?
Slow but steady. It wasn't too bad. Once we got south of Augusta, the roads were fairly okay for us, and down here in Boston, we didn't see much snow at all. It was mostly rain. Didn't start to really snow till we got here. So, slow ride, but smooth. And, hey, you can't beat that.
No, glad to hear that. 7 o'clock, a puck drop tonight, and 6 tomorrow.
Yeah, the old 7 and 6. So I'm going to have to make a mental note of that.
Well, we're looking forward to it. John Shields with the call on the Black Bear Sports Network of Maine and BU tonight and tomorrow night. John, enjoy. You bet, John. John Shields, voice of the Black Bears. Our Black Bear Hockey Report's brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call, 307-7718. And by Bennett Auto Center at 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. With everything from oil changes to engine jobs, from experienced local people you can trust. See Tom Bennett and the crew at Bennett Auto Center and find them online at BennettAutoCenter.com.